University of Alaska Fairbanks PhD candidate Maggie Chan wants to know how and why the fishing charter industry is changing in Southeast and South Central Alaska. Chan, an associate professor of fisheries, Ann Boudreau, interviewed several fishing charter owners in Sitka and Homer, most of whom have been around since the 1990s. Part one of Chan's study focuses on where charters are taking their customers.
So in a way, I'd like to think of this first paper as putting the picture frame down, and we're going to start filling in the picture of what people are seeing in the water, the changes they've seen over time, in the next few papers.
This is important because popular fishing grounds are chosen not just for the availability of fish, but the variety of species that can be caught in one place. Chan found in the early 1990s, charters primarily targeted halibut around Kachemak Bay and in Lower Cook Inlet. In the latter part of the decade, fishermen started offering multi-species trips.
But when we see the addition of combination or multi-species trips, people were traveling further south to the Barron and Chugach Islands. And that is very distinctly associated with a multi-species trip because there's more habitat down there for things like lingcod, rockfishes, etc.
When fuel prices hit an all-time high in 2008, the study found fishermen started staying closer to town. Captain Greg's Charters owner Greg Sutter has been guiding fishing trips around Homer since 1995. Sutter caters to families and large groups, and he says multi-species trips are still in high demand.
You know, when they come up to Alaska, they're not only looking for the adventure, they would like to bring home as much meat as they can.
Chan conducted her interviews in 2014 and 2015. During that time, the decisions Homer charter operators were making were mostly business-driven. Fishermen in Sitka say they chose their fishing grounds because of regulations imposed by the International Pacific Halibut Commission. Homer charter operations have seen halibut regulations come down since. The Halibut Commission started cutting out days of the week operators could target the bottom fish. Sutter says multi-species trips have picked up some of the slack, but he's turned away customers and has canceled advance bookings for halibut trips.
You know, we can try to sell a salmon trip, which, you know, some Wednesdays I'm able to, but not every Wednesday.
Chan doesn't just want to know what's driving fishermen like Sutter's choices. In subsequent papers, she will lay out what changes anglers are seeing in the waters they fish. She hopes her study will spur conversation between fishery managers and fishermen. Chan says that dialogue can help decision makers make big picture management decisions. Scott Meyer is a fishery biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Homer. Meyer collaborated on the study, and he agrees the study's findings could be valuable for both federal and state fishery managers.
It just helps everybody understand what the behavioral response by the charter fishery is to changes in halibut regulations.
Although halibut harvests are federally regulated, Meyer says fisheries around the state have felt the ripple effect of halibut regulations.
But we saw, for example, a big shift in the Sitka area and also in Kodiak, a response to halibut regulations where it didn't take many more boats targeting black rockfish to dramatically change the harvest in those areas. So we had some exponential increases in harvest in both those fisheries.
Chan and Boudreau plan to publish the rest of the study within the next year. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.